Good morning, everyone.
弟兄姊妹早晨。
Why don't we start today with a word of prayer?
不如我们一起低头祷告。
Dear God, we just thank you for this beautiful day.
天父多谢你赐我们美漂亮的一日。
We're so thankful to be able to worship you in this safe environment.
更加多谢你让我们在安全的环境里面可以一起敬拜你。
And we're so thankful that we could invite friends and family to come and to get to know you more.
让我们可以有机会去邀请我们的朋友，我们的亲人一起来到这个地方里面，一起认识亲近你。
So Father, today, right now, we just ask that your word can just speak to us and just, we ask that you give us the things that you want us to hear today.
所以父亲，在此时此地的时候，我们求你自己将你的说话交托给我们，让我们能够听得见，明白你自己真理。
And if there's anything that you don't want us to hear, Father, I pray that I would not preach those words, that I would pray that I would only preach the things that you want me to say.
父亲，我更加求你今朝嘅口说你自己唔愿意嘅说话，乃系嘅去宣讲你自己嘅信息，乃系宣讲你自己真理。
So we thank you so much in Jesus' name.
所以父亲，我哋多谢你奉基督嘅名字嚟祈求。
We pray, Amen.
阿门。
Good morning, everyone.
大家早晨。
Oh, thank you, Ethan. Thank you.
多谢你, Ethan.
When I was young, this might surprise you. When I was young, I took a lot of swimming lessons.
可能我讲这个故事会有点奇怪。其实我年轻的时候很喜欢游泳，我上了很多游泳的课堂。
Now, I didn't really love it. Actually, I kind of hated it.
虽然我上了很多课，其实我不是那么喜欢，也不单止不喜欢，其实我是很憎游泳的。
You see, I wasn't as fit and as muscular as my translator is today. I was more like a really, really chubby kid when I was young. So I really didn't like swimming.
我年轻的时候就不像大家那么身材苗条。所以其实我是很憎去游泳的。
I was really chubby. I was really overweight. I ate a lot of burgers. And just, you know, when it comes to swimming, I didn't like it.
我不单止不像大家那么消瘦，其实我是比较 圆滑了一点，因为我年轻的时候很喜欢吃burger。I
remember in the ninth grade, I was in this swimming class level. It was called Bronze Medallion.
我记得我九年班的时候，我在学游泳。如果大家学过游泳都知道，其实那时候就是学铜章的游泳级。It
was a very high level class. It was very hard. Everyone in the class was older than I was.
其实如果大家都知道，其实那一级是很难的。而且其实我上那班的时候，不单止难，其实大部分上那班的同学的年纪都比我大很多。In
fact, I remember seeing four or five really tall, big, muscular Caucasian guys being in the very same course that I was.
我仲记得其实那班里面有四五个身形庞大、肌肉结实、白种人在那个班同我一起上堂。And
when I asked the instructor, like, what's going on, like, who are these people, my instructor told me that they were firefighters trying to get their credentialing so they can become firefighters.
咁我就去问下我个教练啦，问下喂点解有啲咁大只嘅人喺度上堂嘅？咁佢就话俾我知，佢话哦嗰啲咧其实系消防员嚟噶，佢哋咧就因为要嚟考牌，考咗之后咧佢哋就可以考牌入去做消防员啦。And
when I heard that, I was so shocked. Here I was in the ninth grade, in the same level of swimming courses as these, I guess, 30-year-old firefighters that are training to save people's lives.
我当时感觉到就是很困扰，就是我一个这样的人仔，就要跟这一班这么巨型的专业人士去，他们有素有训练的，去准备去救人的人，一起去上一个这样的课堂。Me,
on the other hand, I was a short little kid, not much muscles because I played a lot of video games, still had my baby fat, and I just didn't know if I could pass this course.
我简直觉得我一个咁嘅细路，当时仲有好多嘅肥肉喺度，更加系都唔知点算嘅时候，咁我唔知点同嗰啲人一齐去上堂。
And I wish I could tell you that things went a lot better. I'm here to tell you that as the course went on, things were really, really tough.
我本来好想话俾你听咧，就系、是、越想就越开心嘅，应该希望咁讲啦。不过事实上就事与愿违。因为越想就其实是越困难。
The lessons were really long. They were a total of like 6 or 7 hours, which means 4 hours in a classroom just learning life-saving technique, and then 3 hours you spend in the pool trying to do those techniques. It was a lot of work.
其实上嗰几个礼拜嘅课堂好长嘅，因为每日咧每次课堂系差唔多6至7个钟头，其中有3-4个钟头咧系要喺课室上堂啦，然后跟住时间咧就喺个池里边去练习嗰啲技巧。
And at the end of every day, I was so exhausted. In fact, at the end of every day, I could look back and realize there were a number of things I could not complete.
去到上完堂嗰日之后，我就会觉得简直好气馁，因为发觉我好多有本来应该要学嘅，应该要可以掌握到嘅，我发觉其实我都唔系好识嘅啫。
And so examination day was coming, and I didn't look forward to it at all.
所以去到考试嘅时候，其实我一啲都唔期望嗰日嘅来临。
I didn't feel confident that I could complete what was required.
甚至乎我可以话，其实我系冇信心，我可以面对呢个考试嘅要求。
I really did not want to take the exam.
我可以话，其实我一啲都唔想去参加呢个考试。
I remember the day when the exam came. My mom asked me, "Justin, are you ready to go?"
我仲好记得嗰日要去考试嗰日，我阿妈一早叫我心话：阿仔，去考试咯。
That sounds exactly like my mom. But I said to her, I said, "Mom, I'm not going."
不过我就同阿妈讲，阿妈，可以过主啦你。
So that sounds exactly like me. I told her, "Mom, I can't do these things that those firefighters are doing."
妈，我点同嗰啲消防员一齐去做啊？你讲笑咩
？I just won't pass.
我根本可能会合格嘅。
So, Mom, I'm not going to go.
阿妈，我都唔去啦，冇教我。
So I ran to my room.
So I 走翻我间房嗰度。
I hid in my bed.
我匿翻落张床上高。
And I bet my mom knew at that moment that there is no way I'm going to go to that exam.
我相信我阿妈都明白，就系呢个仔都系唔会考呢个试嘅。
I completely fell apart on that day.
我简直觉得我嗰日成个人正崩溃晒噶。
I completely lost faith.
我完全失去所有嘅信心。
I did not endure.
我一啲都我冇兴趣去继续支持落去。
I had no confidence，
因为我都冇自信。
Certainly, I was not faithful to the end。
肯定嘅，我并冇坚持到最后一秒。
I just quit。
我基本上就系放弃咗啦。
I'm not proud of it. It's just what happened。
我对呢件事情我一啲都唔感到骄傲，因为呢个只系要发生嘅事实啫。
I know what it's like to lose faith. I know what it's like to lose hope.
我明白乜嘢叫做失去信心，乜嘢叫做失去盼望。
In the early church, Peter also knew what it looks like to have lost faith.
喺度早期教会里边，彼得都好明白失去信心盼望嘅意思系咩嘢。
And Peter, he wanted to make sure that the church, that it held strong in its faith.Not forgetting about the one who gives them strength.
Sorry, say that again.
Peter wanted to make sure that the church, it held strong in faith, not forgetting about the one who gives them strength.
彼得好清楚知道他们要坚持下去的时候，是他们需要盼望信，对这个神，这个赐给他们信心的神那份的盼望。
I know that we read the theme verse for today, 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 2 and 3, where Peter, he reminds the church leaders to watch over our flock, to watch over our sheep.
我们今天的主题经文提醒我们，彼得去说到他们做牧羊人的，必须要牧羊他的羊。
But in order to fully understand what Peter is trying to say, We have to see what the early church was struggling with.
要去更加明白其实彼得在这里所讲的情况，我们必须要去更加明白其实当日初期教会所面对 的事实是怎样。
The book of 1 Peter was written to Christians who were living under Roman suffering and persecution.
我们必须明白彼得前书所写的背景是讲到一班基督徒他们活在罗马的政权底下，而罗马当时就是一个压迫他们和给他们很多逼迫的地方。
Have you heard of the Roman Empire?
大家有没有听过罗马的君王呢？
It was this massive nation that conquered any other nation that it wanted to.
罗马帝国就是当时他要占据哪个地方，他就随时随便可以去占据那个地方的一个国家。
Rome was so powerful that soldiers felt invincible.And to no surprise, they started abusing that power.
罗马帝国当时是一个很有实力的国家，他们要去到哪里都所向披靡，军队根本就一点都不担心他们的能力。
And this Roman persecution towards anyone who lived in Israel, that persecution was real.
而当时罗马军对以色列人那份的压迫和那个的残害是很真实的。
If you were a Christian living in that setting,You would be insulted to the face on a daily basis.
所以如果你是活在当时的制度底下，你都可以感受到每日罗马军、罗马人对以色列人那份的羞辱是什么。
If you were a Christian living in that time, you were slandered against, meaning you were blamed for things that you didn't even do.
而当时的基督徒在那个罗马的政权底下，随时都可以被罗马的军队是指责你做了一些不应该做的事情。
If you were a Christian living in that time, you were heavily taxed by the Roman government. And those tax collectors would also take a bit of a share that they weren't supposed to take. And you would still have to give into that.
不单止是这样，更加当时的罗马的税收就可以随便收了你的税，甚至乎那个收税的官可以代多几个先，多几个钱去攞多你啲税收都得。
Here's a fun fact. Did you know that a Roman soldier was allowed to force any citizen of Israel to carry their military equipment and to walk it for the soldier to walk his equipment for a whole mile?
呢个就系当时嘅情况，就系其实任何一个罗马嘅军兵都可以要求以色列人，就是你去免费的咁帮我去抬我啲嘅物资行起码一里路。
And if you refuse the Roman soldier, like I don't want to carry your equipment, you would have been liable to punishment, maybe fined or go to jail.
而如果咧你唔接受呢一个罗马兵嗰个嘅要求嘅时候，你随时可能被惩罚，可能咧去坐监，甚至乎咧可能要罚款。
That really sucks to carry someone else's equipment.His shield, his sword, his boots, all that equipment, and you had to walk it for a mile. And by the way, that's in the wide open area where everyone can see you and to shame you for that whole time.
而且佢当你你唔单止系要免费嘅咁样为佢提供服务，更加嘅喺做呢样嘢时系当众嘅，系人人都见到咧，你好似只走狗咁样帮咧呢个罗马兵去做佢嘅服务。
The persecution that we're talking about is very real.
所以其实这个讲的那份压迫是很真实的。
And here I am thinking that I'm persecuted when I don't have enough wasabi for my sushi.
而我有时的感觉就觉得，为什么我今天吃这个寿司的时候没有辣酱，觉得好像很困迫这样已经。
Or here I am thinking that I feel persecuted because Gas prices are so incredibly high right now.
有时觉得点解而家啲汽油钱咁贵，就觉得我都其实好似比较压迫。
The kind of lifestyle Christians had to live during the early church was extreme. They lived through intense persecution.
但系正话我讲嘅，其实就系讲喺初期教会嘅里边，基督徒就系活喺一个咁样嘅被压迫嘅环境底下。
And as you're listening to this.I bet you are starting to burn with anger inside. You might be thinking, how dare these Romans treat Christians like that.
或者当你正话要听我形容罗马兵对待啲人嘅时候嗰个态度，你有阵时你或者会谂话有冇搞错啊？啲罗马人咁样对人嘅
？And that is exactly how so many of those early Christians felt.
呢个亦都好可能就反映咗当时初期教会里边嗰啲基督徒佢哋一啲嘅感受。
Peter uses an amazing word to describe this whole scenario. It starts at the very first, at the beginning point of the book of 1 Peter.
Peter 就用咗一啲嘅言语嚟去形容呢一个嘅情况，呢个亦都就系佢喺彼得前书里面所形容嘅情况。
He calls his people exiles.
佢就形容到呢一啲就系一啲被流放、流亡嘅一班嘅人。
Meaning all the Christians who are reading this book, all the Christians who are reading this letter, they are all identified as exiles from Peter.
换句说话嚟讲，即系凡系嗰啲读呢本书、读呢一个彼得前书嘅人、收呢封信嘅人，佢哋其实嘅身份亦都就系好似一个被流放、被放逐嘅人一样。
And why did he use that term?
点解彼得要喺呢度用呢一个形容词咧
？Peter calls them exiles because Peter wanted to remind them.That just 500 years ago, they were exiled in Babylon.
彼得用呢个词嚟形容，系因为佢喺度提醒当时嘅以色列人，其实呢个就当时好似500年之前，你哋喺巴比伦被流亡嘅时候一模一样。
Israel was living in captivity under the Babylonians for almost 70 years.
当时500年前。以色列人亦都就系活喺巴比伦嘅帝国底下，佢哋被流放70年。
Babylon was a ruthless nation.
巴比伦帝国系一个毫无系一个相当残忍嘅一个国家。
It's a place where we get the stories out of Daniel, where we hear people get thrown into furnaces.
如果大家仲记得但以理书里面讲到嘅，就系嗰啲人被巴比伦王抌落去嗰个火坑嘅里边。
It's a book in the Bible we read about if you didn't worship the king of Babylon, you'd be thrown to a lion's den.
或者你会记得呢个亦都就系讲到就系、是、如果你唔去敬拜嗰个皇帝嘅话，你都会被抌落狮子坑嘅里头。
Israel was in exile and they just felt so alone.
呢个就系讲到当时以色列人嗰种嘅流放嘅生活，嗰种嘅孤单嘅生活。
Peter.Uses this term exile not only in the beginning of 1 Peter but also near the end where he references Babylon.
彼得就喺呢度用呢一个嘅散居呢个字去形容呢种嘅流放嘅生活，唔单单就系开头嘅时候，甚至乎喺呢度彼得前书结尾嘅时候，佢又再咁样形容，带翻去讲翻呢个巴比伦嘅生活。
Whenever we are met with such persecution and whenever we are met with such hatred.You would agree with me that a common response to that is hatred itself.
如果你去感受翻当时嗰份嘅压迫，你体会到以色列人嗰份嘅愤怒嘅时候，你都明白其实呢一份嘅愤怒，呢一份嘅憎恶系好可以明白理解嘅。
Wouldn't you agree with me that if you were living or if I was living in such terrible conditions, that a normal response for us?Would be to fight fire with fire.
你都或者可以明白，甚至乎会同意我呢个谂法，就系如果你同样都活喺一个咁嘅环境底下嘅时候，你嘅反应好可能你都会觉得，咁我咪打翻转头咯。
You might want to fight back.
你会想打翻转头咯。
You might want to start arguments.
或者你会同佢争拗咯。
You might get these ideas where like, hey, let's get rid of this Roman government.
甚至乎你会觉得就系，咁我哋不如怼冧呢一个罗马帝国啊。
You might want to talk to other Christians and to ask them, let's band together and let's rise up against this evil Roman Empire.
你甚至乎都会同其他嘅人一齐讲话，不如我哋一齐团结起上嚟，去睇下点样可以反抗，去推冧呢一个政权啦。
That was exactly what some of those Christians talked about. That's exactly what some of those Christians wanted to do.
这个也就是当时正正当时那班的基督徒他们一些思维的想法。
But Peter, he listened to God and he knew that that was not the right solution.
然而彼得在这个时间里面很清楚听到神回应，知道这个不是一个正确的做法。
So I bring your attention to 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 11 and 12. These verses are crucial, and I want you to hear these words.
所以我想大家翻翻转头去睇翻彼得前书二章十一十二节里边彼得所讲嘅说话。彼得前书二章十一十二节。
It reads, "Dear friends, I urge you, as foreigners and exiles, to abstain from sinful desires, which wage war against your soul. Live such good lives among the pagans, that though they accuse you of doing wrong, they may see your good deeds and glorify God on the day He visits us."
彼得前书二章十一十二节，彼得咁样写，佢话：亲爱嘅弟兄啊，你哋系客旅，系寄居嘅。我劝你哋要禁戒肉体嘅私欲，呢啲私欲系与灵魂争战嘅。你哋在外邦人中应当品行端正的，叫那些毁谤你们作恶，毁谤你们是作恶的，因为看见你们的好行为，便在监察的日子里面归荣耀给神。
In order for us to fully understand today's theme verse, we need to understand what the early Christians were going through.
所以如果你要去明白今天我们所读的那个主题的经文，我们必须先去明白究竟当日的基督徒他们面对的生活是怎样一回事。
They were faced with tremendous suffering, and they wanted to fight back.
当日他们面对的是一个很大的苦难，他们很多是希望可以起来反抗。
But God wants us to hold firm in our faith and respond evil, not with evil, but respond evil with love.
但是神他是盼望我们持守住我哋嗰份嘅信心，以至到我哋去回应罪恶嘅时候，唔系以恶对恶，系用我哋嘅爱去回应呢份嘅恶。
And in all the suffering and pain, we are called not to lose faith.
同时嘅面对住呢一切嘅苦难嘅里边，神呼召我哋嘅系唔去失掉信心。
When I was young, I fell apart at the notion of swimming classes and things I couldn't complete.These early Christians, they needed to keep their faith in the face of racial discrimination.
当时我正话同你讲过，就系当我面对住困难嘅时候，我可以失去信心，我可以放弃一切，唔去考个试。但你呢度讲到嘅就系讲到神要求佢嘅子民要去持守、坚持落去，面对住困难逼迫嘅时候，继续忠心嘅守候。
The theme verse today, if I could remind you again, it calls us as a church to make sure that we watch over each other, caring for one another, loving one another, encouraging each other, especially in the context of hardship and suffering.
用让我再提醒大家，今日我们的经文五章二至三节里面提醒我们，我们作为教会的时候，我们必须的要去看守大家，照顾着大家的需要，去爱护彼此的爱护，勉励大家。特别当我们面对困难的时候，我们更加的要持守建立这个群体。
If you didn't understand the background or the context, you would treat these verses really lightly.
如果我们不是明白当时的圣经的背景的时候，或者我们会掉以轻心的这样去看这两节的经文。
You wouldn't understand the kind of hardship that is going through in Israel at the moment.
或者你在那时候你都没办法去明白究竟以色列人面对着那个困难是什么东西。
You wouldn't understand this feeling of younger Christians that want to rise up and let's take down the Roman government.And the tension of the, maybe the older Christians that are saying, let's calm down and let's respond evil with love.
我们更加很难去体会当时那帮基督徒的反应，特别一帮年轻的基督徒可能会说，我们必须要兴起上来，要去打败这帮罗马人。然而一帮的人就会说，我们坐下来，我们清楚知道，我们不是以恶对恶，我们要的是用爱去面对这个的罪恶。
And if we zero in, if we focus in on verse 2, It says to us to genuinely serve, not because you must, but because you are willing.
我哋特别去翻去睇翻第二节嘅里边，提醒我哋，我哋必须要真诚嘅去咁样嘅去，唔系出于勉强嘅，乃系出于甘心嘅。
We always get those feelings, don't we? The feelings of the things that we want to do, and then the things that we're forced to do.
我哋其实面对住生活里边好多时都有呢一个嘅拉力，就系有啲嘢系我哋好乐意去做嘅，有啲嘢系我哋被勉强去做嘅。
I'm glad everyone came to church this morning.
好开心今日咧，大家翻嚟崇拜。
I know you could be easily at home, still eating breakfast, watching TV, being in the comfort of in your comfy clothes.
我好相信其实大家而家呢个时间系好可以继续喺屋企里边享受紧你嘅早餐。甚至乎繼續睇緊你嘅早晨電視，又或者著住你嗰件嘅睡衣。
But no, you decided not to do that. You decided that you wanted to be here. You woke up. You made a decision that you wanted to be at church today.
但係其實你做咗一個嘅抉擇，你今朝抉擇放棄嗰啲嘅生活，而嚟到翻到教會嘅裏邊去一齊敬拜。
And that was a genuine decision from the heart.
呢個係你一個甘心樂意嘅一個決定。
At least I hope so. I know some people are forced to church all the time, and I know what that feels like. But I know what you're trying to hear from me is that there are a lot of us, we come to church, it is from the genuine part of our desire.
我唔排除可能中间有啲系被勉强翻嚟嘅，不过我好相信其实我哋中间有都有好多系真系甘心乐意嘅，咁样自动选择嘅放弃其他，翻到嚟教会嘅里边。
I think we all acknowledge that there are the things that we want to do, and there are the things that we are forced to do.
我相信大家都明白，其实我哋生活嘅里边不停就有呢两个嘅拉力，就有啲系我哋好想、好乐意去做嘅，亦都有啲系我哋被逼勉强去做嘅。
And when we're called to be accountable to each other, when we're called to be a church, God doesn't want us to treat that as like a chore that we have to do.
当我哋去谂到教会，当我哋谂到我哋点样嘅互相看守嘅时候，我相信神要求嘅唔系睇话呢一个系你哋必须要做嘅，或者呢个系你需要做嘅任务。
God wants that feeling to be real, or organic, a deep feeling that we have for each other.
神要求嘅、盼望嘅系一种份从我哋心底嘅里边自然发出嚟嘅嗰个嘅动力。
Maybe a question you have is okay, well.How do I best do that? And verse 2 really shows us.
或者你会问，咁我哋点样做咧？其实我哋睇翻第二节就好清楚话咗俾我哋知啦。
We're near the bottom of your screen. It just says, not pursuing dishonest gain, but eager to serve.
我哋睇见第二章对唔住第二节嘅尾嗰度咁样讲嘅话，不是出于勉强，乃系出于甘心嘅。
Being eager to serve one another.
是一个嘅出于甘心嘅咁样去服侍彼此嘅服侍。
Looking forward to helping someone or talking to someone with excitement and with compassion. I think those really sum up what it means to serve eagerly.
渴望住去服侍大家，渴望住去互相嘅勉励。这个其实我相信就是圣经讲紧，唔系出于勉强，而系出于甘心嘅形容。
If someone in this church came up to you,And just, is desperately needing your help. Wouldn't it be terrible if you just, you know, you said, you know, I'll think about helping you, like, I'll just give me a week. Wouldn't that be just terrible?
如果有人在教会里面走来跟你讲话，我其实好需要你帮我忙，可不可以帮下手？你反应，好啊，我俾个礼拜时间我谂谂先，我再话你知啊。
People are under persecution. I need you to understand this. People today, when they're asking you desperately for help, they are going through some kind of trouble or persecution or hardship that I think is similar to the kind of persecution that existed.In the early church.
我正话用个例子，其实想俾你睇见，其实当有啲人真系走嚟需要请求你嘅帮助嘅时候，可能佢系面对住一啲压迫，佢有啲急切嘅需要， 就好似我哋正话讲到喺初期教会嘅里边，嗰啲嘅人面对住好大嘅压，好大嘅压迫一样。
People today, we are under spiritual attack. We're struggling with relational identities, with our own mental problems. If someone is able to even be vulnerable for a second, to approach you and to say something like, hey, I really, really need your help right now. They are trying to show you that at this one moment, they are going through extreme hardship and they just really, really need your help.
我都想去俾大家去明白，就系其实今日好多人可能都面对住好多嘅困难，一啲都唔容易。甚至乎当佢走嚟同你讲话，我需要你嘅帮助嘅时候，可能喺个内心里边，佢都有好多嘅内心里边嘅挣扎，或者好多嘅困苦嘅地方，以至到佢需要走嚟揾你帮忙。
And if we fully understand the Bible, if you fully understand how God works, you know that these moments of contact, of communication, is how God brings us together, is how God uses us so that we can actually love and serve each other.
所以我想你去体会到嘅就系，当到有人走嚟同你讲话，我需要你嘅帮助嘅时候，可能神亦都就喺呢个时间嘅里边，去透过呢件事情，去让我哋学识点样嘅互相嘅帮助，点互相嘅成为一个群体嘅去一齐去承担。
Whenever someone either messages me, or I see an email, or someone phones me looking for help, I never see it as a problem that adds to my hours, my office hours. I don't see it as a problem that I need to solve. I see it as God giving me this amazing opportunity to show the world His love and His mercy that He has for us.
所以当到有人可能短信我或者 send 一个或者发一个电邮俾我话佢需要任何帮助嘅时候，我嘅反应唔会系谂到呢个系一个攞我更加多时间要求我更加多做嘢嘅一个机会，反而我会谂就系呢个其实可能就系神喺呢一度里边去让我更加去体会经历同埋去活出佢自己一个机会。
As followers of God, we have to almost like jump at every opportunity that comes up. When people ask us for help, or if we ever see a problem, we have to almost jump at the opportunity of doing something or saying something.
所以我哋作为基督徒嘅，当我哋去睇见人哋嘅需要嘅时候，我哋必须要有嗰份嘅动力，系好兴奋嘅，咁样走去帮佢去解决，去帮助佢面对呢个问题。
Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that you have to always do something and always say something. From my mistakes, I've learned my lessons. Sometimes being silent is also very effective as well.
唔好搞错，我意思唔系话即系人凡系有人揾你，你都即刻好多说话咁同佢讲嘢，或者咧要去点样好热心咁样做好多嘢。我过去日子里边都学咗一个好重要功课，就系有啲时间其实一份嘅安静，唔出声，唔讲嘢，其实一份好好嘅帮助嚟嘅。
But I think what is clear is that 99% of the time,if someone is seeking your attention, even just listening is absolutely crucial.
但系我可以同你分享就系、是，其实喺好多好多时间嗰里边，我哋任何嘅帮忙，甚至乎只系聆听佢哋嘅需要，其实已经系一个好大嘅帮助。
And as a bit of confession, that's why my weekly schedule can be such a mess at times.
所以我都要承认，有阵时我啲生活嘅安排，甚至乎我啲时间嘅节奏，都系有阵时好难揾到时间去揾我嘅。其实
，If you have ever tried to book me for lunch or dinner or schedule me for a meeting, I sincerely apologize that I haven't gone around to figure everything out in my own schedule.
所以大家唔好见怪，有啲事可能你要揾我约我倾偈，约我见面，甚至乎约我食饭，可能我都需要多一啲时间先至可以回复到你，甚至乎有阵时发觉点解好似我啲时间咁混乱嘅，就系因为太多嘢发生紧啦。
It's because I'm constantly jumping at opportunities that I feel like God is giving me.And it requires me to change what's happening in my schedule. That plus I'm also disorganized. So put the two together and I'm trying my best.
咁当然啦，有部分都系我自己即系管理不善啦吓。不过其实好多时间亦都就系，当我睇见神俾我一个机会去 超尽去帮人嘅时候，去参与一啲神俾我一啲特别嘅机会嘅时候，我一啲都唔会放松嗰啲嘅机会。
Ministry is actually kind of messy.
其实做神嘅工作好多时间都系好混乱嘅。
As a youth pastor, having raised a number of boys and girls, I can tell you with certainty that ministry is messy.
作为一个嘅青年事工嘅传道，我可以话俾你知，其实做青少年嘅工作系可以好点讲咧，系可以好拗教嘅，真系。
I don't say that negatively. What I mean is that we just have to sometimes do things out of the ordinary.
我嘅意思唔系一个嘅负面嘅意思，我嘅意思系讲紧就系有阵时我哋需要做一啲就系同平常规则里边或者平常日子里边唔同嘅事情。
God has always called His people into situations that are unexpected.
因为神其实好多时就将一啲我哋冇预料嘅事情带进我哋生命嘅里边。
God has always called people that seemed less than qualified.
神有时就会呼召嗰啲好似都唔系好合格，都唔系好配得到去做呢样嘢嘅人，叫佢做呢啲工作。
And I don't want you to ever think that you are not qualified to be a follower of God.
所以我好想你去明白，就系我哋中间冇一个人系唔配去做神嘅自己嘅门徒跟随者。
God only calls us to be eager to serve those around us.
神要求嘅就系我哋去。热切嘅咁样嘅去服侍我哋身边嘅人。
And with the verse today, God calls us to especially serve those who are going through intense hardship.
特别今日经文里面，神提醒我哋要去服侍嗰啲经历苦难，特别系特别好多困难嘅人。
I encourage everyone sitting here, I encourage everyone here to consider serving.In this church, in some area of this church.
所以我鼓励大家，特别今日大家坐呢度嘅每一位，我哋都拎出我哋嘅时间、心思，去喺教会里边去参与唔同嘅侍奉。
Not serving because you have to serve, not serving because you must serve, but serving because you want to serve.
唔系因为你必须要去参与侍奉，唔系出于勉强，乃系因为你真系甘心乐意嘅。去服侍神自己嘅群体。
And for those in this church, you're here, you're listening, and you've already been serving for years upon years in this church, I genuinely thank you for a hard-fought service.
而嗰啲喺教会里边甘心乐意年复年日复日喺度甘心侍奉嘅，我衷心嘅去多谢你嗰份嘅工作。
Let me finish with just a story that's from my childhood.
让我再一次，让我今日结束我讲道嘅时候，再一次去翻翻去我童年嘅故事嘅里边。
You know, there was a time when I almost quit church, just like how I almost quit swimming.
喺我成长嘅日子里边，我都有试过考虑过离开教会，就好似正话我考虑到离开唔再学游水一样。
I was very young. I lived very far away from church. I didn't have a youth pastor to encourage me. And in fact, some of the leaders said they didn't want me to be at church.
我当时都年幼，都住喺教会好远嘅地方。我当时教会都冇一个嘅青年嘅牧者去鼓励我翻教会。其实相反地，其实有啲人都建议我，不如你唔好翻教会都算啦。
But what happened? You know, I built up my faith. I learned how to pray. I started serving those around me. In fact, I started driving people to church, to and from church, because I sort of knew the struggle of what it's like to live just so far away. I started serving, so I started driving those people to and from church, and I discovered.My love for God's people, which turned into this passion of building up a ministry for the church.
你想知道咩事发生啦？相反地，其实我建立咗一份嘅信心，我学识咗点去祷告，我开始愿意去服侍喺我身边嘅人，开始去揸车啲人来往教会。 在这些事情里面，我更加发现到其实我对教会有那份的爱，同埋我对嗰啲人，对教会里面嘅人系好有嗰份嘅关心，我好热切嘅想去爱佢哋，去关心佢哋，去建立教会。
And then over time, those people, the leadership people that didn't want me to be at church. Oh, by the way, I wasn't always this well behaved. Of course, I was I used to be a very bratty kid. To your surprise, obviously. So, but those people over time, they had a change of heart. Instead of persecuting me, they started loving me. They started encouraging me. They started wanting me to be a part of fellowship.
正话讲过，其实有啲嘅教会嘅领袖，其实当时唔系好想我继续翻教会。咁我需要澄清嘅，其实即系我以前后生嘅时候，唔系好似而家咁乖嘅。咁所以有啲人唔係咁支持我嘅，有啲人呢係可能即係俾我一啲壓力嘅。不過其實隨住佢哋睇見我嘅改變嘅時候，睇見我喺教會裏面嘅侍奉嘅時候，佢哋都有一份好大嘅改變，開始越嚟越關心我，越嚟越支持我。
When I look back at that chapter of my life, I could honestly say it was the most spiritually nurturing time in my life, and I must acknowledge that it was the most nurturing because of the tremendous challenges that were before me.
我需要承认，当我而家会回想嘅时候，当日喺我生命里面一旦好大嘅改变，但其实亦都喺我生命里面系一个好大嘅挑战。
Brothers and sisters, for us to be faithful till the end, we have to do this together.
弟兄姊妹，如果我哋需要好似咁样嘅，去有呢份嘅转变，去将我哋嘅生命有呢份嘅改变嘅时候，我哋需要去坚持到底。
In order for us to be faithful to the end, we have to recognize that we are in a battle.
当我哋去话我哋必须要持守去到持守去到最终极嘅时候，我哋必须清楚知道，其实我哋今日不停嘅系活喺一个争战嘅里边。
And when you are in battle,I ask of you to be on guard.
当我们在争战里面的时候，我们必须要警醒。
The easiest way for us to lose our faith is not that the devil is like super overpowering us or something.
当我们今天去面对的时候，我们或者很多时候都会觉得我们最好就是不要去打仗了。
The easiest way actually for us to lose our faith is for us to become lazy and then forget the Lord is with us.
我们其实我们很多时失去信心，我们不再持守下去的时候，是因为我们觉得不如我不去打，不去理了，不去打了，不要再想蛇神和我在一起了。
The devil is weak comparison to our God.
当我们想到我们，其实我们必须清楚知道，我们这个的魔鬼其实是比我们的神更加的弱小。
If we are on guard, we will always stand firm in our faith, and the devil will never overcome us.
当我们真的去警醒的时候，我们就会同神更加紧密，而魔鬼的能力没办法胜得过我们。
So, as I finish my sermon, I just want to read to you verses 8 and 9 out of chapter 5, which Peter is basically saying what I'm saying at the moment.
所以在我结束今天的讲道的时候，我想和大家去看回彼得前书的5章8至9节。
It reads, Be alert and of sober mind.Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, looking for someone to devour. Resist him, standing firm in the faith, because you know that the family of believers throughout the world is undergoing the same kind of suffering.
五章八至九节，彼得咁样讲，佢话：务要谨守警醒，因为你哋嘅仇敌魔鬼如同嚎叫嘅狮子。遍地游行，寻找可吞吃的。你们要用坚固的信心抵挡，因为知道你在世上的众弟兄亦都是经历过同样的苦难。
And I'll let verses 10 and 11 to finish us off. It reads, And the God of all grace, who called you to his eternal glory in Christ, after you have suffered a little while, will himself restore you and make you strong, firm, and steadfast. To him be the power forever and ever. Amen.
用让我总结的时候， 翻到第五章第十至第十一节，圣经咁样讲，佢话那赐诸般恩典嘅神，曾喺基督里边召你哋，得享佢永远嘅荣耀。等到你哋暂时受苦难之后，他必要亲自嘅成全你哋，坚固你哋，赐力量俾你哋。愿权能归给他，直到永永远远。阿门。
Let's pray.
让我一齐祷告。
Father, I thank you for the amount of suffering that I endured when I was young.
父亲，多谢你，多谢你俾我嗰份嘅能力去面对我年幼嘅时候一切嘅挑战。
I thank you for acknowledging that I am a servant worthy enough of such persecution.
我更加多谢你，让我清楚知道我系一个配得作你自己仆人嘅一个人，去面对过呢一切嘅困难。
Father, it is our prayer today that everyone in this church would be able to see persecution not as a negative thing, but as an opportunity for us to increase in faith.
父亲，我求你俾我哋今日在座嘅每一个弟兄姊妹清楚睇见困难乃是你给我们更加建立这份信心，让我们更加信靠依靠着你的机会。
And Father, we ask and we pray that the leaders of this church would be able to eagerly serve out of genuine desire to help anyone who is in need.
父亲，我更加求你去让教会的领袖真的从心底里面出于自愿甘心的这样去支持照顾那些有需要的弟兄姊妹。
Father, we just pray for your guidance for us. We pray for the path that you want us to be on. And Father, as a church, we pray that we will walk that path.
所以父神，我求你赐我们这份的力量，以致到我们能够同你一起同行的，行你叫我们所行的路。
In Jesus' name, we pray.
奉基督的名字祈求，阿门。
Amen.